On University of Texas at El Paso Week, borders are becoming increasingly armored as time goes by. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stephen Colhart, assistant professor of security, examines one costly project that so far hasn't paid benefits.
Many governments cannot fortify their borders with physical barriers. India and Brazil, for example, have land borders stretching over 9,000 miles in regions experiencing significant political and economic instability. To monitor vast swaths of territory, governments around the world are building technology networks of sensor towers and drones called border surveillance systems, or more commonly, virtual fences. Virtual fences are part of a growing trend of mega project construction, projects with expenditures of at least $1 billion, which require several years to build. In 2006, the U.S. government started building its own virtual fence designed to monitor the 2,100-mile U.S.-Mexico border. After 5 years, it was scrapped with only 53 miles completed at a cost of more than $1 billion to U.S. taxpayers. Other projects in Israel and Brazil have been successfully built but marred by accusations of corruption and waste. In India, it's unclear when and if their virtual fence will be complete. My research shows that completion is dependent on the level of a government's ambition and project complexity. The most ambitious projects, which have historically been unsuccessful, use untested technologies and are designed to monitor the entire length of a country's borders. Ambitious plans require longer lead times to build, which increase the likelihood of unexpected events like financial recessions that stall construction. Based on historical megaprojects, one way to increase the likelihood of success is to follow the maxim, simple is beautiful. For example, project planners can use proven off-the-shelf equipment rather than experimental technology. Additionally, decreasing failure rates may require governments tailoring construction to specific border areas with the most need.
That was Stephen Colhart of the University of Texas at El Paso. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.